and welcome to Binnacle Box. My name's David. I'll be hosting this podcast about the way our culture affects our attitudes. Now, I think we should let our attitudes and our convictions affect the culture. I'll be posting topics and ideas to my blog before each show, and I encourage you to send me your email or your audio comments that I'll use at my discretion. Please, no profanity or inappropriate comments. Let's keep it family-friendly. But I do value your opinion, so I want to hear what you have to say. Also, some royalty-free music may be included from time to time. I'll do my best to get this all done in about 15 to 20 minutes. And by the way, the intros and the bumpers I use, they're all royalty-free, so I'll be tagging them at my exit. Now, since this is my first time, please be patient with me and stick with me. And let's everyone do this thing together. Make this podcast a community that we can enjoy and share. So let's get started. Everybody who's read my blog, I hope you have, but if you haven't, let me tell you what it basically started out as, and it's just not the specifics, just the basics. I was going to talk this first time about teen violence, and I will, but I want to let you know in the future, I may have changed my focus a little bit to, through a little bit of studying and a little bit of thinking that I've been doing. And I'll be talking about things in our culture and the different ways things affect them the way I believe. And, of course, I said I want to hear what you have to say. In looking at things, I'm a Christian, and studying the Bible, I know King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So when we think about teen violence, and violence in particular, or generally, I should say, but particularly some teen things or some youth things that go on these days, I often wonder, Johnny Cash said it, what is youth? And a lot of people think that. And I was young, real little, whenever that song was out, so I didn't understand it. But I understand it more as I get older and more what it's about. What is youth? So many people don't understand, and kids are going through so many things and struggles. Today, it's very difficult. And I did preface this with saying nothing new under the sun. But things get tougher and tougher as the days go on, as your life goes on, and you see families splitting apart. You see households in disarray. You see even your government or your schools or your peer groups. They don't seem to have a standard. If you notice the name Binnacle Box, a binnacle is a part of a ship, a sailing vessel. This goes all the way back to the early days, the 1800s, 1900s, and even today. That contained the compass and the navigational instruments, and that's why I call it Binnacle Box, because I want to help us to navigate a little bit through these waters that we're going through. And so many people are without a compass to guide them, without anything, saying this is right or this is wrong. We have people fighting over, well, just because you believe that's right doesn't make it right for everybody. Well, I value your opinion in certain areas. But there are other times whenever you have to just stand up and say, wait a minute, I don't care who you are, where you live, what you believe, this just can't happen. And let me, I have an article in front of me. Now, this goes back to probably November or December of 2009. I pulled this off the internet because I thought it was such an interesting story. It kind of inspired this whole thing. It says, teen accused of murder. I felt just like Dexter. Now, anybody who doesn't know what Dexter is a television show about a serial killer who still has that in his heart. But he works with the police department in helping them determine causes of different murders by examining the blood spatter, and because he understands, because he does it for a living. And it's kind of glorifying what he does. Now, see, that's where I have a problem, because I've watched different television shows and different movies, and in these things, I've seen people who have a desire to see justice done. You'll see negative things happen. You'll hear different things said, but in the end, it's because of people who do care about truth, justice, what we call truth, justice, and the American way, as they used to say in the Superman show. You know, we want to see the right things happen. And this went on. I can't read it. It's an AP, I believe it was, an AP article or some copyrighted article. So I can't really read it, but it talked about how this teenager, whenever he was 17, he killed his 10-year-old brother by smothering him. And it's just because it's a passion he had his whole life. He kind of laughed about it. He had no remorse. He had no feeling. And I'm sure if he had the opportunity, he would do it again. Police just outright said, some people are just evil. And there are reasons there are evil in different people's hearts. I believe that. And I'll stand by that. Here's the thing. And this is a very important thing. Is the values you instill in your children, or if you don't have children, you instill in other people in a mentoring place that you may be, whether it be at work, whether it be in school, on a job, in a church, or in a community environment, wherever you may be, can determine where they're going to go in the future. If you want to teach them that it's okay to murder, it's okay to do these kinds of things, these heinous acts, because you can still find some redeeming quality in it, then you could end up with this situation. I'm not blaming this on anybody per se. I'm just throwing out an idea there. But I do want you to keep in mind one thing. Everything we do has a consequence or has a positive or a negative action, depending on how you do it. There was another child in our area here in the Western Pennsylvania area, who just recently murdered his stepmother. His dad had bought him a 22 rifle for hunting, and he took it out and he just murdered his stepmother because he's jealous. And the conclusion was that he didn't care. He more or less blamed it on everybody but himself, never took responsibility for his action. And then they're having this big hubbubaloo. Should we or should we not try him as an adult? This is for court to decide. And it's something that a lot of people will be talking about for a long time. No matter what the outcome is, the outcome hasn't completed as of this date, which is the 14th of March 2010. But keep that in mind. And at the same time, I want you to remember one thing. Whatever we do, whatever we say, wherever we go, we're making an impact on somebody's life. Now, that's just the first couple of things I wanted to bring up. And now case number 3. This is something that a lot of people are familiar with. I pulled this from Fox News. Florida teen set on fire, allegedly by peers. He's now at risk for organ failure. Now, the organ failure part is a secondary thing that just goes with one of the medical diagnosis that came along with what happened. But the whole point of what I'm saying is, here he is, a 15-year-old boy with it's a lot of kid stuff gone way bad. Now, we know there are kids out there that do wrong things, and some don't even have the right role model, so what are we supposed to say? I don't know about this family or what was going on, but there was a 15-year-old boy. He was doused with rubbing alcohol. Now, who would even think about that? And set on fire while he was sitting by a pool. Of course, he should have been in school. He had skipped school that day. It doesn't say, but I assume he was trying to avoid the 4 boys that attacked him. This happened because of a fight over $40. Another kid, another 15-year-old boy, had given him a video game and expected payment for it. $40. When it didn't happen, the boy attempted to steal that other boy's father's $500 customized bike. Now, if anybody knows anything about bikes these days, $500 isn't necessarily a lot of money. I know people that have paid a lot more than that, and some people pay less than that. Some people, like me, would be happy to go to Walmart and pay $150. But it comes down to a $40 video game started this whole fight. Now the boy called the cops, had him arrested, so this was apparently revenge. Revenge is another great motivator. What are we teaching our children these days? Because it's not that his parents technically or possibly taught him you have to seek revenge, but that's the first thing that somebody would think of. So what did he have it instilled in his heart to do the right thing? Maybe he shouldn't seek revenge, but he would should try to some way work things out? Probably, maybe not. I don't know. But the whole point, I'm talking about kids in crisis these days. And kids have always been in crisis, but I think it's worse today because of the situations we live through. Because of so many family, I said that earlier, families broken apart. I think that's a big part of it. There are other contributors to it. Gangs. Some kids just feel unloved or unwanted by a lot of their peers. So they turn to people who really aren't out for their good, or anybody's good at all, really. And they think they feel love and acceptance. So there are a lot of places you can turn to. But where really do you need to turn? And let's get back to thinking about that. Who do you turn to? You can turn to your family. You can turn to your guidance counselor, your teachers. You can go to the Boys and Girls Clubs down the street. You go to your Boy Scout or Girl Scout leader. You go to your pastor. You can go to, I don't know, there are a lot of people out there that want to help. But really, who has the answer? Think about that for a minute, and I'll come back and give you my opinion. In conclusion, to wrap this thing up, let's talk about the different things that we discussed. We talked about several news articles about children in distress and getting into violent criminal actions. We also thought about the different things that affect it. Now, I have four areas. One is the heroes, the cliques, the fame, and the family. Let's look at all four real fast. First of all, the heroes. Who are these heroes? Are they sports figures? Are they actors or actresses? Are they musicians, singers? Are they some other kind of entertainer? These are the ones that cause a lot of problems. When they fail, they either let kids down or they lead them in the wrong directions. The second one are cliques. Who are the friends that your kids are associating with? Or who are you associating with? Are they upstanding people? Are they reliable people? Do you always associate with the same people and end up maybe subconsciously or unconsciously looking down on others? You need to expand and broaden your horizons, and your kids need to start accepting other kids into their world of circulating, whatever they do. If they're sports-oriented, they need to get some other kids, maybe a brainiac or maybe somebody who's into cars or into fashion or whatever. Just make sure they're broadening their minds enough to understand that everybody has a place in this world and you're not better than somebody else. That helps to minimize these things. The third thing I said, fame. A lot of people want to make sure everybody knows who they are. Well, let's remember in Columbine, there were a few kids that wanted to be known. They didn't really care how they got there. So being known or having fame doesn't mean a lot. You need to be secure with who you are. And the fourth thing is family. And that's a variable that's so scattered these days in this world. There are kids that don't know their dads, or their mom and dads are divorced or splitting up. There's animosity. There's so many things running amok. The families don't communicate. The list can go on and on. These are four areas that we need to change. And you can start just changing them in your world. That would be a plus. And let me now give you just one more bit of advice, because the Bible tells us in Psalm 22, verses 30 and 31, you're supposed to teach your kids. Teach them at a young age, as early as you can, to worship God and follow His ways. Now, you may not be a Christian, or you may not be Jewish, a follower of the Bible or the Old Testament. I'm getting this out of the book of Psalms. But keep this in mind. One of the biggest stable guides that we have is the Ten Commandments. And if you read over that list of 10 things, you'll see that it teaches us to not be selfish, self-motivated, not to hurt others, not to do things that would destroy others or destroy others' families. It's a list of important things that everybody, even if you don't want to believe in God, it's a list that you should really wake up and look at. Second thing I want to give you is in Psalm 78, verse 5. It says, He established a rule in Jacob. And that's talking about God, established a rule. He set up a law in Israel. He commanded our ancestors to make His deeds known to their descendants, so that the next generation, children yet to be born, might know about them. They will grow up and tell their descendants about them. So what that's saying is, and this is really going along with what I just said a minute ago, is it saying that we should be teaching the children, even before they're born, being getting ready to teach them to the next generation that has yet to be born, so that they won't forget about the truth and forget about the things that they know are right. Now, you don't have to accept me if you don't want to, but if you're listening, here I am, and that's who I am. Next thing I wanted to give you is the book of Proverbs. It was written by a very wise king, a guy by the name of Solomon. The Bible tells us that he was the wisest guy that ever lived. So here's his take on it in 22:6. Most people have heard this. Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. So you have to start when they're young. Now, if you say, oh, my 16-year-old or my 17-year-old is so out of control, I can't get a handle on him. Well, maybe you need to listen to the commercial with James Lehman or whatever. But there is a way, and you can start. It's never too late to start. And it's going to be an uphill battle, I'm sure, but it can be done. So keep these things in mind, and let me give you one more thing. Now, this is something from the New Testament. And I'm giving you this one as a major piece of advice. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It tells us to use proper discipline. When your kid does something crazy, now you can't say, well, it's okay. He'll grow out of it. I don't go for that. The only thing you'll grow out of is your shoes and your pants and your shirts. You won't grow out of bad behavior. That has to be changed. That has to be taught. It says fathers, and that's because the father is established as the head of the household, but the wife also has, the mom also has a part in it. And in our situations these days, sometimes there's only a mom in the house. So keep this in mind. It's talking to parents, both of them, plural. It says, do not provoke your children to anger, or do not make your children angry, but raise them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Whenever you look at the discipline and instruction of the Lord, that's a lot to learn if you don't know it. But God's teachings are right. He disciplines. It says He disciplines us just as His children. He disciplines us as children. And He doesn't do it to be mean and nasty and angry. Some people have this vision that God, almost God hates us. He wants to do bad things to us. No, that's completely the opposite. But keep in mind, He still wants us to do the right things. What do you do when your kids do something wrong? When they're young, you might spank them. Don't tell anybody these days, but there is a place to do that in the right way. You might take privileges from them. There's the timeout thing. You'll just sit there and think about what you did, but that doesn't always work because there has to be instruction that goes with it. You might say, well, you don't get an allowance for a week. You're grounded. You're not going anywhere for the next month. Or, you know, you might take privileges away, and that teaches them. But it tells you to raise them up in the instruction and the discipline of the Lord. Whenever they grow older, what did that other one say? They won't depart. They'll remember. They'll understand. Hey, I'm older than a teenager. Let's put it that way. There were times whenever my parents said no, and oh man, it frustrated me. Now that I'm my age, I understand what it was all about. So remember what I told you about. We're trying to get this boat on course, so to speak. Get things in your life on course. Get things in your household and your family. And I was talking about kids in distress today, pretty much. Ones that have done wrong, heinous crimes. Very wrong things. And sometimes I think there are other forces involved in these things. But you have to remember that God is a God of perfection. He's a God of love, and he wants the best for all of us. And we have our duties to our children and to others' children, people that we come in contact with, people that we work with, to teach them the right things and live the right lives before them. And I encourage you and I challenge you today. If you don't know anything about Jesus, try him. Just ask him. People say, I can't find this in my prayer book, or I don't know how to pray and all this stuff. You know what? It doesn't work. All you need to do is just talk to God. Focus, close your eyes, focus your mind, and ask God to reveal himself in your heart. And if you want to, send an email off here. We can talk about it. And in the meantime, I encourage you to come back again. Give me your input. Let's talk about it. And I'm going to be doing something a little bit different the next few weeks. I want you to tune in. I'll see you then. Thanks a lot. For Binnacle Box, this is David. Okay, I promised you some credits. So I have one person responsible for all the music today. The man's name is Kevin MacLeod. He can be found at incompetech.com. And also he has his own website called kevinmacleod.com. That's MacLeod. My intro music I used was called Cool Blast. The first bridge I used was called Cool Intro. The second bridge was Just Nasty, and I used the same thing for the outro. This was recorded using an Electro Voice 674 microphone, and I'll see you next time here at Binnacle Box.